There are a dozen buildings within Buffalo's Commodore Perry housing project that sit vacant and have for years. Congressman Brian Higgins says it's time to act.
Neglect is not an option, and we have an obligation to all of our people so that they can live in dignity and in a place that they can be proud of that is safe and encouraging for future development.
He suggests instead of tearing them down, they should be renovated and reopened as affordable housing. But while trying to explain this Monday morning, neighbors quickly overtook his news conference.
You gotta wait
6 months for a work order. You're not even trying to push for us now.
What concerns neighbors is the belief that if these buildings are renovated, the low-income families and seniors who have lived in the Perry projects will not be able to live there. Dorothy Flakes, president of the Commodore Perry Resident Council, says it has happened nearby.
Yeah, we know how that goes. That's what they said about the over here at the old Mee House, the lofts. That's what they said about them. And from what I understand, them apartments over there run anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 a month.
Leonard Williams, a commissioner with the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority, says his entity has lacked the funds to fix up the vacant buildings, but they'll fight to ensure low-income residents are not shut out.
It is not easy just to convert what was once public housing into any other kind of housing. So the people that live here need to have a place to come back to, and that's what we're fighting for.
There are also the rumors that the Perry Project is being eyeballed as a site for a future Bill Stadium. Higgins says that is only a rumor and no plan has been put forth. The pro football team has said in recent months it's in no hurry to leave its current home in Orchard Park. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.